thank you for tuning in and patience in us of daily. I apologize that the audio quality is not as good. I'm recording this while driving my car right now. So, it's been a while. It's been a long while. Been very busy. I've been studying for my realtor license. I passed the first time I took it. I was very excited and proud of myself for that. And now I'm in the real estate business. And you know what? It's exciting. I've always wanted to get into real estate. It's always been a very interesting and fascinating field. The one area that I've been really interested in is really like the commercial, multifamily, like investment property type stuff. And I'm hoping to do more with that here very, very soon. So, one thing that's kind of on my mind was really, I'm a huge fan of Grant Cardone. If you follow me, you probably know that. If not, go check Grant Cardone out. Love his stuff. Great training materials. And he's a huge real estate investor. Now, one thing is that Grant does not believe in buying a home. There's a few reasons for that. You know, it doesn't cash flow for him. And a good investment is one that cash flows. That's why he deals with multifamily houses. For me, I was on that same mindset too. Like, I'm never going to buy a house. I don't want a home. I don't want to rent. I don't want to own where I rent and stuff like that. Well, that's kind of all changed recently, you know, with having a family of my own. I consider of my own, my girlfriend and her daughter. It's not so much you're not getting a real return on investment on a home necessarily. What you're getting is what I call the ROM, return on memories. Now, when I say that a home doesn't get an ROI necessarily, is it doesn't cash flow. You're just paying it and, you know, you're getting some equity and then you can sell it for more than you purchased it for later on down the road. And so it's kind of a long-term, it's a long-term investment. It's not one that immediately starts cash flowing when you buy multifamily homes, duplexes, quads, all that stuff. But what you get is an ROM. Now, return on memories doesn't pay the bills. We all know that. But what that does is that actually causes you to hustle a little bit harder than you did the day before to make sure that your family's taken care of, you're taken care of, and that you can, you know, go places, do things, enjoy life, and create those memories. That's what a home does. A home does that. And I mean, that's been kind of the big change on my perspective with that. It's really just a home is a place to build memories with your family, with your friends. And for that, I say it's a great investment. Because at the end of life, you're not going to be sitting there counting your money. I mean, yes, you want to have money left over to pass on to your kids, so that you know that they're taken care of when you're no longer there to help take care of them. But the one thing that you're always going to look back on and remember are those great times that you had around holidays in your home, or just little events you put on, bring friends over, family over. Like, maybe, you know, the first time your kid rides a bike is right outside your home. It's in your yard. Like, that's an amazing memory. A lot of my favorite memories are from when I was a kid going over to my grandparents' house and, you know, just hanging out, staying the night. You know, it was fun. Like, those are my favorite memories. And I will always have memories of my parents' house as well. You know, and so that's really just what I wanted to just kind of give an update on what I've been doing. And yeah, kind of that change in thought on homes, because I've really kind of preached before that homes were not a good investment, but that's all really changed. My perspective has really changed in the last 8 months. I've been in this amazing relationship with this amazing woman, and she's got this incredible daughter who's talented, and man, it's pushed me to new levels that I didn't think that I could go. I'm learning a lot of new things, and I'm that's all I'm saying is really, enjoy life. Make memories. However you want to do it. However you feel an investment is. If you feel a home's an investment or not. I love Grant Cardone's stuff. But my perspective has really changed on that. As far as the take on whether or not a home's an investment. I think it is. I find it is. For many reasons. But it's been a crazy 8 months. I moved to Tennessee in the middle of a pandemic. So if I got to enjoy Tennessee for all that it has to offer, I have not, but I know that one day I will be able to safely. Until then, I'm going to remain safe. I want you to remain safe as well so that you can take care of your family and everybody around you. I wish you the absolute best. Nothing but the best. And if there's any questions, anything that I can help you with, please reach out. Find me on Instagram, it's Patience and Hustle, or you can email me, lance@patienceandhustledaily.com. Again, I apologize that the audio quality is not up to my normal standard, but, you know, sometimes when you create content, you just do it with whatever you have, wherever you are, and if it sounds terrible, as long as the quality of the content is good, the context is good, you don't really have to worry about the rest of it. So, stay creative, stay safe, and you know what? Whatever you can do to go out and make your dreams come true in a nice, safe way, go do that. And if you need help with anything, again, just reach out to me.